Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. My name is Deepak Shukla and today I want to talk about the subject of love. I want to talk about the mess that is the dating game. For anyone who's dating, single and dating, hopefully not in a relationship and dating, dating itself can be very kind of push-pull. At least in my experience. So what do I mean by that? For many of us, we go into dating with the intention to hopefully find someone that we could build something long term with. What might happen is that you have to, as the adage is, kiss 10 frogs to find your prince. At the same time, you have women or men that get very attached to you very quickly, and there's typically for anything that goes beyond a date or two, there's typically an imbalance in feeling, in terms of one party liking the other more. And what that means is that one person may have think they found their their prince or their princess, whilst the other person hasn't for whatever reason. An example of this quite recently was there was a girl that I went to see in Denmark, in Copenhagen, and I met her last year whilst I was running a marathon out in Denmark. Nothing happened then, but I went out to see her this time, and we spent kind of two nights together, and we just laughed the whole time, as well as spending the other moments basically in bed. And I returned to the UK, and I guess unfortunately for me, I didn't develop the feelings that perhaps would have led into something stronger. And I can cite all the practical reasons, her the distance, the fact that we can't therefore see each other every day, and perhaps even the different directions in lives. But I recognize that these can all be like very rational kind of reasons. And in my experience, falling in love, or really falling for someone before the love comes, perhaps hasn't really worked that way practically. So she really did like me, and was prepared to flirt with the idea of coming to London and perhaps getting set up and having an adventure here with me. So she wanted to come to London, and I kind of kept stalling until I summed up the courage to say that perhaps we weren't on the same wavelength. And that was a little bit sad, but it has meant that literally now she decided to kind of take some space from communicating with me. And as to whether we'll really ever communicate again properly, at least quote unquote, or I don't know. Equally, there's dates I've been on here, or women that I'm attempting to date that perhaps for whatever reason aren't interested in me, that's where I give chase, and I'm met with little response nor reward, quote unquote. And as a consequence, there clearly seems to be an imbalance of feeling. And this has happened time and time again over the years, where there's this circle of someone who likes you too much and another person who doesn't like you enough for your own liking. And in that respect, dating can be a little bit of a minefield, and it really does seem the case that you never know, and you never know when you're going to meet, quote unquote, your beloved. I've been single. Not in any relationship. I've not even seriously, well, with the exception of one British lady, who I dated several times over the course of perhaps 4 to 6 weeks. There hasn't been anyone that I've dated continually or got into anything kind of resembling a relationship. So I've been single since April 2015, and we've just entered June 2016, and it's been 14 months now. And in that time, I've been on a dozen or more dates, and for whatever reason, things haven't worked out. And in some cases, it's been the distance. There was this Danish girl I mentioned. There was another Danish girl that came to see me. There was the same with a girl from Holland when I was living there, and as well as women just not liking me. you know, on the other dates that I've been on, or us being at different stages in our lives because of, you know, age or adventure, or, you know, when I say adventure, perhaps my angle or my approach to life. So what I want to kind of communicate in this podcast is that dating is not a certainty. Dating is not linear and uniform, and it does make it exciting. It does make it also unpredictable, and there isn't always a direct correlation between, okay, the more women you date, you know, the more chance you'll have of falling in love. I mean, like, who knows? What I can say, obviously, is that, you know, you learn with all of the mistakes that you make. Sometimes you make the same mistakes, or in mistakes in different forms. So my recommendation to anyone is that, you know, if you're dating and you haven't quite met the right one yet, then don't worry. It's completely natural. If you're not dating at all, then, well, I'd suggest that you date, because it can be fun. The whole process of meeting someone that you share some level of chemistry with, you know, whether it be through Tinder, but the initial phone call or the face-to-face meet, and then it developing from there. It is always something of an adventure, and I wanted to share that with you today, and to say that, you know, we live today in a society where people are breaking up, getting together, breaking up faster than ever before, and it's not a surprise with the kind of plethora of kind of dating apps, and also the very open nature of an attitude towards dating today. However, I don't think, though, that finding the one or finding someone that you can settle with has perhaps become any easier. Certainly when I look around at my friendships, I've got a friend, Adam, I've got my friend, my cousin Vijay, my cousin Raja, another friend Ashley. I've got Adam, Vijay, Raja, Ashley, Sharif. I've got several friends who aren't in serious relationships or haven't really been in serious relationships for a little while, or have kind of come in and out of relationships. And, you know, it's surprising, given you think the amount that people date today, that, you know, more of my friends aren't in relationships. And as you can tell, I'm trying to seek and search and find the point here. And I guess the point is to say that, you know, if you haven't found the one yet you are dating, don't worry. You know, it's completely normal, and it's unpredictable. The amount of women you date will, you know, I do believe will have a positive impact in respect of, you know, the learnings of different cultures, of different dates, of different conversations, of, you know, how to behave or interact and engage, and learning more about what you like and what you don't like, as well as, you know, just the search to find someone that could be special. Equally, dating is fun of itself, and you don't need to worry about finding anyone special. You know, in my case, getting into a serious relationship isn't something that's particularly on the horizon for me. It's not something that I'm perhaps interested in seeking at this time. Of course, as my mother would say, that's exactly the time when it does happen. It's definitely a possibility. You know, I would say that dating is fun. Do not worry if your dating hasn't led you to finding the one. If you find that you get dating fatigue, then stop dating completely, or just let it happen of itself. But it really does show you that chemistry both ways cannot be forced. Whilst a woman, or if you're, you know, a woman listening and you're talking to a man, whilst both sexes can be wooed, both of you feeling the same thing for each other is quite a fine and rare thing. And that is something that you really can't predict, no matter how much or how little you date. But regardless, have fun with it. Don't worry too much that you've not found the one, because when it comes, it will come, and there's no predicting when that day will arrive.